This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
He goes all over the internet. He's not afraid to go on a few safaris to find interesting facts to make all of us more interesting with little factoids that he probably should know a little bit more about, honestly. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know it's illegal to own more than 6 sex toys in Texas?
I'm shocked it's legal to own one. Wow. Well, how about that? Now,
why would that be?
Yeah, all laws must come from something.
Mm-hmm.
So why did they create this one, Kevin?
There was an incident in Texas, okay?
All right.
He had a little bit too many sex toys.
Okay.
And he was abusing them. He was harassing people.
Oh.
With them?
Because he thought they were actual toys.
Okay, so he was he was playing with them.
He was playing with them.
But not in a sexy way.
No.
Now.
He was playing them in public.
I see. So if he had done that with, and he was probably doing that with like 7 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was too much.
Sword fights happen.
Uh-huh. What a specific number. Like, I don't know. I don't own any. But I also don't own any guns. And I know that there are people out there that have lots of guns. And I guess it's like, well, and I've had conversations with them. I've always had to ask, like, well, what do you need more than one for? And they're like, well, this one does this one, and this does that.
Sure.
And this is, I guess the same can be true of adult toys.
You know what? I was thinking, why would anybody need that many? But you're right. If they're all providing a different function.
Right.
Then, who's keeping track?
That's an even better question.
Do you go on a list?
Right.
Is there, like, you have to be registered, like, when you have a
gun? You have to register each toy.
Huh.
Wow.
How funny that in Texas, there's a limit on how many adult toys you can have,
but not guns.
All right. It's Did You Know? What's next?
Did you know a group of owls is called a parliament?
Do you mean Albert or the bird?
Owls.
Doesn't help.
The ones that go hoot hoots.
Okay. they're called a parliament?
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
So cute.
Like, it does seem like they could all be judges.
Yeah, they seem like they're wearing robes.
Right.
And they're wise.
Right. Isn't it interesting that some birds could be your pets, but, like, if you wanted to have a pet owl, I don't think that's allowed.
It's a good question. Can you have a pet owl?
No.
Why?
They are wild animals that need to hunt to survive.
But again, to Katie's point, that's dumb.
You got it.
Okay, I did just Google it. You can have a pet owl in some states with a permit.
Which one? Florida?
Doesn't say what state, but I mean, a permit. Okay. Wow. A lot of regulation on this, did you know?
Right.
Guns, sex toys, owls.
Okay.
We are covering basically the trifecta of needs in this country. Okay. So, but here's a problem. Would you want a pet owl? They're nocturnal.
That's true. I mean, I would because it's such a good conversation starter, but I would have to get it on a different sleep schedule.
How would you do that?
I don't know. I can't even get my own kids on one.
Right. That's a good point, too.
And you, that owl would be in the bed with me.
Yeah.
I go, it's just easier.
And you were allowed to have and raise a human being with no permit.
That's so true.
So again, to go back once again.
Yeah.
In America, we care about owls more than we care about human babies. Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know the specks on a strawberry are single seeds called A genus.
Okay.
Are those seeds on the strawberries?
So each one of those is a strawberry seed?
No, it's an echinus seed.
What is that?
I'm going to say, I don't know if those specks on strawberries will grow into strawberries.
Okay.
Why don't you know that?
Will they grow into anything?
I don't think so.
So are they seeds? I don't think they are
they
seeds.
They are seeds. My fact says they're single seeds.
Huh.
So can every seed grow into something?
No, some seeds are dead.
Really?
They're just there.
Like what?
It's kind of like when life hits.
What?
You are out of it today. are you okay?
When the male cells, they miss the female cells.
You mean sperm?
Yes, okay. They're dead.
I see.
Right, so these seeds are dead. They can't grow into anything.
I see what you're saying.
Okay. Thank you. Analogy, right?
So if I take a sunflower seed,
right,
and bury it deep in the
right,
earth,
right, you can't grow
water
it.
It's got to be fertilized somehow.
Yes.
Ew. What a way to look at it. I'm just at a baseball game chewing on a bunch of flower. Male.
Ew.
Okay, when you put it like that.
You put it like
I
that.
I didn't eat.
You ruined Texas.
Did
you,
I?
Sex.
You ruined owls.
Yeah.
And sunflower seeds. Wow. Congratulations, Kevin.
Oh, my fact was on strawberry seeds.